listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Donald Trump is huddling with allies at the Army-Navy football game. He's taking in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. Mr. Trump hosted Apple CEO Tim Cook for a dinner last night at the President-elect's Mar-a-Lago resort. Mr. Trump said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. Abortion fights between the states heat up.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
Ortiz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey in recent weeks and have more recently been spotted over New York City. The FBI is among several agencies investigating. It's asked residents to share videos, photos, and other information they may have about the drones. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
The House has passed a bill to expand the judiciary despite President Biden's veto threat.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday to add 66 new judges to understaff federal courts nationally, a bill that outgoing Democratic President Joe Biden has threatened to veto. The Republican-led House voted 236 to 173 in favor of legislation the Democratic-led Senate passed earlier this year that would result in the first major expansion of the federal judiciary since 1990. The bipartisan bill would increase the number of trial court judges in 25 federal district courts in 13 states, including California, Florida, and Texas, in six waves every 2 years through 2035. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Army says fighting between the Congolese Army and the M23 rebel group has intensified in eastern Congo in recent days, ahead of much-anticipated peace talks on Sunday. Congo's army accused the M23 of killing 12 civilians earlier this week. News and analysis at townhall.com. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation if they say about China?
Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Brazil's Supreme Court says federal police have arrested General Walter Braga Neto, a member of former President Bolsonaro's cabinet, in connection with an alleged coup plot. Braga Neto was formally accused by police in November, along with Bolsonaro and 35 other people, of a plan to keep the former leader in office after his defeat in the 2022 elections. Braga Neto was Bolsonaro's chief of staff from 2000. 2020 to 2021. More on these stories at townhall.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Dry for the rest of the afternoon on this Saturday with temperatures hovering close to 40. There will be an increase in cloud cover tonight with a low down to 30 and a cloudy Sunday to wrap up the weekend with late day showers and a high of 41. More rain will fall into the start of the week on Monday. It'll get warmer with a high headed to 51. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Advanced Termite Control. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for What's Bugging You? Here's your host, Brian Guterjohn and Ashley Almany.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday to you. I am Brian Guterjohn, flying solo today. Ashley is not in. She's doing Friendsgiving. Evidently, the kids do all that together, invite their friends over. I still have to cook. I don't get it. But welcome to What's Bugging You. I am Brian Guterjohn with ATC Pest Control, a full-service pest control company. We provide high-quality service to both residential and commercial customers. We do not cut corners. We do not use junk. We do not promise things we can't deliver, and we can deliver everything. And that's a promise. So there you go. You have it. Full-service pest control company. We are a high-end company, meaning our guys are trained constantly. They're all graduates of Purdue University's entomology program. They all go through their own licensing process to get their own license. You don't have to do that in our industry. I wanted them to all do that because that just shows that they're professional and their necks are out on the line. So if they use the wrong things, do the wrong things, they're responsible, which I think is important for every technician to have that responsibility and to rise to that level. They are constantly retrained. We all train each other. We all have experiences. We're constantly doing it. And the Department of Agriculture in Maryland and in PA has deemed that this radio show is enough to requalify any exterminator for their credits throughout the year to maintain your license. So if you're an exterminator and you listen to What's Bugging You, you should call Ashley at our office and let her know that you're listening, and we'll get your license number, and we can turn it into the Department of Agriculture, and you just saved a whole day of sitting in that room at the hotel listening to them talk. Whew, I'm exhausted from just saying that. So it's really good. And if you're not an exterminator, just listening to this show makes you better than 99% of the exterminators out there, just with the walking around knowledge. I can't believe this. This just came out again for 2024. 87% of professional exterminators still cannot tell the difference between a carpet beetle larvae and a bed bug. Now, if you're not driving, take some time to look up a carpet beetle larvae. Just look at the picture. It looks like a caterpillar with spikes, like a cactus. It's got spikes, the hairs all over it. And they irritate people. Some people feel that, oh, I'm getting bit. You're not. It's just those little hairs, you know, prick you, and it's like irritating. Some people get set off a lot by that. And then you look at a bed bug. Now, if you don't have time to look at it or just not going to, the difference between these two is like a school bus and a bowling ball. I don't understand how people can get that mixed up. But our industry is flawed. We have a very, very, very low standards to start a pest control company and to maintain it. It's ridiculous. To just start one is, there's so many out there, it's ridiculous. And there's, the Department of Agriculture runs around and they put out fires for, you know, people spraying somebody in the face or killing an animal, person. But they really don't have time or the resources to actually manage the companies that are out there. They occasionally do surprise visits, but even then it's kind of like, what are you visiting for? They're just looking at paperwork, mainly termite work, to make sure that the right math is being used and the techniques being used. Which is where our industry as a whole plays a lot of games. It's really bad and it's unfortunate. And that's why we actually started this radio show many moons ago, to let people know that there are companies out there that do have higher standards, that do the right thing and have skill and hone that skill constantly, constantly improving and adjusting to protect people's homes. That's what we do. And when I treat your home for termites, I'm on the hook. Meaning, if there's any damage that happens after, let's say I do a treatment and it fails. Okay, this happens all the time with every company out there, except for ours. We've literally never had a retreatment in 33 years, not one. No lawsuit, no claim, nothing. Go look it up if you want to. There's nothing there. The termite treatment, there's a lot of different materials out there. Three or four are the most popular. There are some really weird ones for really weird situations. But the bottom line is when a company treats your home for termites, they're now saying, we got this. We are the professionals, and we're going to protect your home. But what if it fails? Let's say the treatment doesn't work, or they repel them to another spot, or it just failed completely, and they're continuing in there. The termites, 24/7, eating. Now, they eat slowly. The average colony of 1 to 2 million, which takes 5 to 7 years to mature to produce that many, will eat a 2x4 by 8 foot per year, on average. The problem is they don't eat one 2x4 and go, that was good, let's go over to the next one. They don't do that. They eat slowly all around. So they start with the sill plate. They go up to 2x4s. They start eating the drywall. They can eat the backs of the paper of the insulation, the plywood that's up against the outside where your brick is. And you go, I have termites. I've got brick. Okay, that's fine. Turn the channel. You don't need us. You need a construction company to rebuild your home. So when a termite company treats your home for termites, they're on the hook. Now, they all say, well, we're not responsible for past, present, or future damage. Your homeowner's insurance does not cover past, current, or future damage for termites. There's not one company out there in the United States. Not one. Nobody does it. So a lot of smoke and mirrors are done. Like, oh, well, Terminix has a great one. It says that, well, if there's termite damage, there's termite activity, the treatment is working. It's working on them right now. There's no way of knowing that. So therefore, that damage that's occurring is not covered. If you have damage, there's no termites in. Let's say you open up a wall. They're not there for whatever reason. They finished everything or they moved on. They're just not interested in that wood at that time. They come and go as they please. That damage has happened in the past. So that's not covered. Well, there's only two kinds. You either have termites or you don't. They're either in the wood or they're not. And these companies just work around like, well, we see that the termites are in there, but our treatment is working. So this damage that you have is not covered. And that wall over there, there's no termites there, so that happened in the past. You're not covered. And you go into it thinking, I'm covered, because of the salesperson will sometimes say, oh yeah, we cover everything, you'll never have damage again, it's fine, it's complete. But then you read the fine print, and you go, uh-oh. And you try to sue them, and it's really not going to work unless they wrote it down, which they never do. Like, oh, you're covered. Because there's paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs getting them out of covering damage. These big companies, such as Rentokil, which is owned by, they own Terminix, they own Ehrlich, Western, if there's still any of those out there, American Pest Control, and they self-insure, meaning, no, you're not covered. They're not going to go, oh, yeah, let's replace your, you know, $600,000 home, no problem. Nope, not going to happen. Not going to happen. At ATC, we actually have it in writing that we will cover any future damage because we use thermal imagers. Granted, if you have past damage, we can't be responsible for that, but we can fix it. The longer you wait, the more damage that's there. If you get into these companies that use a product called Termidor with a T, it's a great product. I remember when it first came out, I was one of the guys testing it. It was had really promising results, and it was unbelievable. It actually bonds with the soil. It doesn't really get washed away, such as some other non-repellents. When Katrina came in and went through Louisiana, that's where it was tested. And when all the water receded, and as long as the earth was still there, the dirt, Termidor was still there. And they used that in their marketing, like, look, because people were concerned about their wells. Like, no, you don't have to worry about it because this stuff actually bonds with the soil. It becomes the soil once it dries, which is really good. We used to have this other product called Premise that would last 1 to 3 years. And the problem was when you put it in the soil, every time it rained, it weakened a little bit. Now, Termidor lasts at least 10 years if you apply it at the right rate. Now, the industry, obviously, if you're in business, you have to be smart about money. Spending, expenses, chemicals are expensive because of their engineering, which they should be. They should be engineered very well as they are now, professional stuff anyway. The professional materials that are out there for your exterminator are so much safer than the stuff that you can buy over the counter. Like if you're like, I got this, and you go to the store and you buy it and you go, I don't want an exterminator coming in spraying my stuff. Well, you just messed up. You stepped in it because that stuff that you buy over the counter is so much more toxic than anything I have in my truck. It's ridiculous. I can actually go to the Department of Agriculture. Right in front of their office is the Chesapeake Bay. I can pour some of my termiticide right into the bay while they're looking at me going, it has no signal word. It has, on the label, there's no caution, warning, or danger. It's all organic. It's top shelf. It's expensive. Liquid gold, we call it. But where in the world can you go? Even when I tell exterminators this, they're like, what? You have this technology? I'm like, I didn't make this. You can buy it. It's out there. Do some research. The material will kill a termite colony in 2 hours. 2 hours. Now, Termidor takes 3 months by design, which is fantastic. It's amazing. It's lightning fast. Baits, not going to get into baits. If you want baits, that's on you. I didn't get through. You didn't listen. If you're going to go with baits, that's fine. Go down that road. Call me later. You'll pay twice as much to undo everything that you did trying to use baits. But using Ultraset, which is different than Termidor, we actually can spray, and I have videos of this. I can send it to anybody. You spray the live termites, and you walk away. And it is unreal. We did this one. They were in the support beam in the crawl space, and we went back the next day just to verify everything, and we actually used snow shovels to clean up all of the termites that were below the beam into trash bags. Never seen anything like it, and it's 100% safe and all natural. It's made from a bark from a bush that there's an the material in that bush will attack the enzymes found in the muscles of termites. And the biggest muscle in the termite are their mandibles, their jaws. So it stops them from feeding instantly. And through transfer effect, them just touching each other, communicating through trophallaxis, which is called, it's kissing, it spreads like wildfire. And it's done. It's done. It's over. And we have this with us at every termite treatment. If we see it, we get them. We go after them. We don't go, well, you didn't pay for that. When we do a treatment, there's no, oh, well, we didn't see this. We didn't know about that. No, that's, if you send out an inspector who knows what they're doing, they see that. And if they miss it, well, it's on them. And it's on the company. And we don't, like, go, well, we didn't see this. We didn't know about that. This was covered up when we were here last. Nope. We take care of it, and we go in, because the technicians that are out there, their goal, their job, their mission and their responsibility is to, yeah, you can look at the paperwork, but you supersede the paperwork. Our technicians supersede whatever the inspector says. And their job, without permission getting granted, is to take care of the home, go after the termites, no matter where they are, how they are, what they are. Even satellite colonies. Satellite colonies is when you have a roof leak, a toilet leak that you don't know about, a pipe that sweats, and they're in the wall. That colony can go, you know what? We've got enough moisture here. We don't need the ground anymore. Because they have to return to the ground every 24 hours to get moisture and bring it in. If your toilet's leaking around that wax ring or dishwasher hose is leaking, maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not, don't know. But they can break off from the soil and go, we're good now. And it doesn't matter what kind of material you use, because if they're not returning to the soil where the treatment is, it's not going to work. And that's where thermal imagers come in and experience. We have spotted thousands of satellite colonies and take them out. All right, our number is 410-922-6680. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At ATC Pest Control, we know how valuable your home is. That's why our family at ATC offers the most effective termite treatment in the world. It starts with ATC using thermal imagers to see inside your walls to determine exactly where the termites are and the damage they have caused. ATC's treatment is fast, without taking months to work like Termidor or even years like Bait. ATC stops termites from feeding on your home within 2 hours, and it's the safest treatment available with no signal word. Our treatment only targets termites. It does not affect people, pets, or wildlife. ATC will back this up with a lifetime warranty to include damage repair and a yearly full-service pest control program. For more information, call us at 866-930-4282. 866-930-4282 or atcpestcontrol.com. Don't forget to join us Saturdays, 5 to 6 p.m. for What's Bugging You on WCBM.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more of What's Bugging You with Brian Guterjohn and Ashley Almany on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everybody, to What's Bugging You. I am Brian Guterjohn with ATC Pest Control. Ashley's not here this week, so you know what that means. I can say whatever I want because she's not here to throw stuff at me. So she is at Friendsgiving. Again, I had to cook all day for that. I got to teach kids how to cook. Is that saying you teach them to fish, they can eat all the time or something like that? I got to do that. So if you got kids, you know. So this time of year, it's getting chilly out. We do have some news coming up. I'll get to that here in a second about the our phone number here. If you have a question, would like to ask something about a certain pest, a certain treatment, I'm here. I can answer all of your questions. 410-922-6680. Again, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call our office, feel free to do so at 866-930-4282. We can answer any question you have. We have zero salespeople. It's not like that. And believe it or not, when you call, whoever answers the phone, get this. This is going to blow your mind. Can answer all of your questions. What if you call in about ants? You got it. The person who answers the phone has been through Purdue University's entomology, has their own licensing, okay, and has done every treatment that we offer. Not just like one or two, constantly. These are the people that we have in the company. So if you call and you're like, oh, I've got a really weird question about, you know, mosquito larvae, you know, or bed bugs or mice, whatever, or a material that we use, the person who answers the phone will be able to answer all of your questions, provide pricing for you, provide the materials that we're going to use, explain the entire process in and out, no matter what treatment it is. I dare you to call any exterminator, call any pest control company, and have a conversation with the people that answer the phone about your problem. They're going to go, well, hold on a second. We got to get you to a salesperson. What's the salesperson want to do? They want to sell you. We want to help you. There's a difference. There is a big difference. Call any company that you want, then call us, and you'll decide then. You'll see. This weekend, today's Saturday. Tomorrow, Louie, our canine. He's been with us for many years. he is retiring tomorrow, officially. He is done. Tyler's bringing him over to my house where he's going to live out his golden years being spoiled and just pampered. So Louie, our canine, for bed bug detection, is retiring officially tomorrow. That part of our business is very hands-on. It is very, the standards are incredible. And it's not our standards. It's the industry standards for canines, the companies that we use to train. It's very sophisticated. It's very grueling. It is daily. When you have a dog, it's like having seven different technicians. You got to take care of the dog. You got to train him constantly. Even when you're doing a job, you're training him. It's crazy. If we come out to your house to do a bed bug inspection with Louie, we actually bring bed bugs. They're in a special vial. They can't get out. Nothing's going to happen. But we actually hide them throughout your home because we can't speak canine. And canines can't speak English, so we have to see if the dog is on. And we hide them, these vials, throughout your home, and to make sure that he's finding them. Because he'll alert to them just like he will the other ones. Because if he's having a bad day, an off day, we need to know about it and course correct that very quickly on site. So Louie's retiring tomorrow. We have another dog in the system, and it will be what it will be. Time-wise, it's going to be months. Because the training of these dogs are intense. It takes a long time. You have to get them when they're puppies. And we're going through the selection process as we speak. So thank you, Louie, for all your service. Again, he's going to be pampered and just a service animal you have to treat differently than you do a pet. And to me, it seems a little cruel sometimes. Like, he's always got to be in a crate. You can't let him jump up on the couch and, you know, give him loving. You got to do it. You're not supposed to really give him loving that much. And you can't really put too much, obedience training on a dog like that because they're supposed to be wild and crazy and have all this energy. So sit, come, stay, attack, eat that guy, not that guy. It's really limited because he's kind of like a racing horse, and all he does is run. All he does is smell for bed bugs, so you kind of got to let him just do that. So, all right, let's jump over. We got Claude in Arbutus. Claude, what's bugging you?
Well, I'm going to say this. Let me get your address so I can go pick up Louie and take him home with me.
There's going to be a lot of people out there fighting for that one.
Uh-huh.
Louie's our buddy. He's not going anywhere.
He's not?
No. He's just going to be, a family pet now. He's coming over to my house, and he's going to get spoiled.
He's a lab, right?
Yep. He's a chocolate lab. He's 12 years old, and he's just he's not able to maintain the level that we need him to maintain, and it's dropped off the past 3 weeks. So we're like, okay, he's done.
So he can't walk or what?
Oh, no, he's fine. It's just he is he's finding it harder to work and stay as motivated, and he's playing games with the handler. He's finding the vials because of the hand scent and the glove scent. These dogs are trained like you wouldn't believe, and they can detect the different scent of the glass vial that we put the bed bugs in or the latex glove. Yeah, exactly.
Just like a police dog.
Exactly. He was cross-trained in narcotics, so when we tell people, it's in our paperwork, like, look, when we come out, have all your narcotics out of the house. And we carry, was it Narcan for the dog? And
right.
We're like, just we don't care, we're not there for that, but the scent, evidently, for drugs and bed bugs are very similar, and they're some of the hardest scents to detect. But he can do it, and those who have met Tyler, he's like 6'4". He's a big boy. And Louis, he opens up drawers, and he opened up a drawer and came out with all these narcotics stuck to his face, pills. And, yeah, that's not a pretty sight. And you get Tyler upset. He's a hammer, and everything looks like a nail. So,
wow.
Yeah, but Louis's done great. We greatly appreciate it, but it's time for him to just enjoy life and get spoiled, get a little fatter, and go from there. But we got another dog in the pipeline.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big process. It's a lot to it. I mean, people go, oh, you got a dog. Yeah, a dog, it has to be trained, maintained every day. You got to have a special car for it. You know, you got to have, you know, special air conditioning conditions inside there so it runs all the time. And if the engine shuts off, the doors open up automatically.
Like a police truck.
Exactly. It's
that,
just...
That's what you should use. I use police canine truck.
Well, we have...
They got the door poppers and all that?
Yeah, we got that. It's a Ford Explorer. And we have cops wave at us all the time. We're like, hey, why? And when you go to, like, for the training... it's all over the country. There's like 100 cops there per one bedbug dog. And they're all there, and they're all doing their canine training as well. And Tyler gets to meet and intermingle with all them. And they constantly go, we thought you were a cop. So the car looks like a cop car. And people come up to him all the time and like, are you police? And he goes, where does it say police anywhere on this car? It says ATC Pest Control, Canine Division.
Where'd you get it at?
Ford. Yeah, they make them. Yeah, Ford Explorer. And you put, it's got a brush guard on the front. That's for his leash when he's outside. You know, the car, he just ties him up to there. It's got the reflective artwork on it, like a cop car. We use that, so because it's a canine, it's all blacked out because of the glass. It needs to be blacked out to keep the sun from coming in and cooking him. And he's got the crate in the back with it, the doors open automatically if need be. So it's got all the... tennis balls.
You ought to put it on your website with a picture of the truck.
I believe it is. Under the canine.
So what do you look under? ATC Pest Control?
ATCPestControl.com.
I'm going to check that out.
Yep, check it out. Yeah, Tyler's there with the dog.
Explorer.
What's that?
Because I got a Ford Explorer police truck now.
Yeah.
For my security company.
Yep.
And I got a Ford Taurus car.
Yep. We're not.
But I got lights all over mine. I mean,
we don't do that. But pretty much everything, is there for the dog: water, food, the bags to clean up.
I never knew that you had to do all that.
We're not putting them in our minivan and showing up at your house. I mean, we're trying to. It's professional. It's to the nines, and it's a dedicated car just for him. His name's on the car, and. Yep, and it says stay back, because if you go up to him and stick your hand in that crate, the door's open, you're pulling back a nub.
Right.
And if you go towards Tyler in an aggressive manner, he will protect Tyler. I don't know who would do that. Tyler's a big guy, but hey, you know, you never know. But yeah.
I never knew that the bed bug canine dog had to go through a lot.
It is nonstop.
Like a police dog. I didn't know that.
Yeah. On average, they're about... $60,000 to $65,000 by the time they... Day one, when they come out of their training and they're good. That's how much you've spent to get them to that point. And then you got it... Like,
where do you train them at? Pennsylvania or what?
No, it's actually down in... American Canine. God, she's changed her name so many times. But she goes all over the world. We know a trainer. She's like the best in the world. She trains like the Secret Service dogs and FBI dogs to smell cell phones and hard drives and all that. She's into all that, and we only use her. We've tried other places. It's just not even close. And the dog has to be toy reward, not food reward, because it's a whole other level. If they're food reward, they'll start sitting and indicating just to get a treat. I would too. It's like, wait a minute, all I gotta do is sit down, you're gonna feed me? pull up a chair, here we go. But Toy Reward, they go crazy. Like, he will take a tennis ball, and like within 2 minutes, there's blood on the ball because he's just going nuts for it. He just lives for that tennis ball.
Right?
Yeah, they enjoy it. That's what he wants, that tennis ball. And he opens drawers. If he finds something, I mean, I've seen him disappear into the couch. Like, he's a lab. Just, where'd he go? He's in the couch. He's inside the couch. He found something. He's going in. And they're amazing. They can find one egg, you know, in a light switch. And it's like 8 feet up. It's incredible. That's why we use them.
You don't take the light switch apart, right?
If we have to. If he's pointing at that light switch, there's something there. There's always something there. He doesn't lie. Human beings are about 30% accurate for looking for bed bugs. It's usually an infestation at that point when you find them. But the dog can find one egg or one bug. He embarrasses everybody all the time. And I try tricking him all the time, and he embarrasses me. He's like, dude, I'm not falling for that. He's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a great tool to have for our customers and for potential customers. And we bring the dog in to schools, nursing homes, hospitals, fire stations, trains, boats, 18-wheelers. We have Ubers that come up to our office and go, we just want to, you know, get a clean bill of health, what's going on in our car. And Louie will check out the car and go, you're fine, or no, you're not fine. And the nice thing with the dog is when he indicates, we go looking. And Tyler's a bed bug specialist as well, so he knows what to look for. And we don't go, yeah, you have bed bugs. Well, how do you know? Well, the dog said so. Well, how do I know the dog is legit? The dog helps us find them, and we go, here they are. Look, right there. That's an egg. So it's tangible.
Well, you can't find lost children, though, right?
No. Nope. Not that dog. I mean, you could train him to do all that, but he's specifically trained for bed bugs and bed bugs only.
But he don't bite.
He'll bite. Yeah. If he doesn't know you and you go up to him, he's a service dog.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got the vest and everything. Tyler's got special collars for him. And we don't muzzle them, but if people come up and go, oh, what a beautiful dog, can I pet him? The answer is no, you do not pet a service animal because they're trained to protect their handler.
And people don't understand that.
Yeah, we actually were at a school once, and the woman who trains our dogs was actually there with us. And the guy, the maintenance guy, was opening up doors to the school because kids live there. And he just, like, not in an aggressive manner whatsoever, just put his hand on her shoulder as he was talking to her very nicely, and he ended up getting bit up pretty good just because he touched her.
Wow.
So that we tell people, like, oh, can I stand here and watch? Like, no, you got to go outside. You got to take your cat outside. And the dog goes in, and we work them off leash, which is like an Olympian. It's the highest level a canine can work on is off leash. You just take the leash off, and you show him the tennis ball, and you give him commands. He knows Dutch, German, and French. So.
Well, they usually fight in German.
Yeah, they do. But we have ours trained in Polish as well. So that way people just can't start yelling out commands. It's crazy out there. It's just people are just, you know how it is. People are out there just shouldn't be out there. But they see the dog and they're just like, oh, can we come in? And we go to places to train them. A lot of our customers will allow us to train our commercial customers. Like we do work at apartments, fireworks store, big box stores. We go in there. And again, we have live bed bugs in these vials, and we put him out there, so we know he's working. Because if he goes by him, we're like, whoa, what happened? What's going on, Louie? And maybe he's having a bad day. He's like a human being. I mean, he can have a bad day.
Right.
Or he can be playing games. They play games. They play games constantly. And that's the handler's job, is to know this dog inside and out, going, wait a minute. He's smelling my glove. So Tyler will switch up different gloves, different vials, because he'll learn those odors. Everything has an odor. It's insane. But the dog will use those other odors to help find the bed bugs. So
yeah, like the police do for cadaver.
Right.
Looking for dead bodies. They got a cadaver dog. And yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It really is. And we've jumped on that to help our customers with that. Well, Claude, I got to take a break, but I appreciate the call as always.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir. Be safe out there.
I'm saying Happy Christmas. I mean, Merry Christmas.
Yep. Happy Christmas to you. Appreciate it, sir. 410-922-6680 is our number. We'll be right back after these.
WCBM, Baltimore.
The next round of rain will move in later on Sunday and into Sunday night. In the meantime, dry for the rest of the afternoon on this Saturday with temperatures close to 40. And then clouds will increase tonight with a low eventually dropping down to 30. Expect a cloudy Sunday tomorrow with a few late day showers popping up at a high of 41. Rain will increase in coverage tomorrow night with a low down to 39. And another round of showers for the start of the week Monday with a high of 51. Warmer on Tuesday with scattered showers at times and a high near 61. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
You've been our lifeline. We have no internet. We have no TV. And I have a radio, and then I could hear you. You're the only station I can get in.
The report that we got was that a severe tornado was heading right toward us.
First thing I heard was your voices the next morning, and it made me cry.
You guys have been the guiding light.
In times of crisis, America always turns to AM radio. AM 680, WCBM, serving Maryland for 100 years. And counting.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more of What's Bugging You with Brian Guterjohn and Ashley Almany on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everybody, to What's Bugging You. I am Brian Guterjohn, proud member of ATC Pest Control. We are a local, family-owned and operated full-service pest control company. We're really good at what we do. And to prove it, we don't have contracts, meaning you don't have to sign up for a certain amount of time to have our service. If you want a quarterly, you have the quarterly until you don't want it anymore. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it. You can cancel at any time. We have a saying, if we do a good job, you'll keep us. If not, you shouldn't. And there it is. Let's jump over to the phones. We've got Bill in Pasadena. Bill, what's bugging you? Bill, you with me?
Yeah. Bill.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I thought I left a message. Sorry.
No, we're live. No messages.
Is bed bugs a bigger problem in Maryland or New Jersey?
Well, they're about the same. Maryland and New Jersey, New York, and Raleigh, North Carolina keep fighting for number one position, and it's a neck and neck tie. Wherever you have an abundant amount of people, you're going to have a bed bug issue. The more people you have, the more issues you're going to have because of the way that they transfer amongst us and the way they travel. So,
this is a problem. This is a question. Does it have to do anything with illegal aliens?
No. I mean, anybody, no matter where you're from, can bring bed bugs in. We really got them back once the internet, after World War II, we pretty much eradicated them all. But once the internet came along, right at the same time as travel became affordable, like you could get on a plane and end up anywhere in the world, and it was somewhat reachable for most people, you're dealing with people living in their mom's basement, they have bed bugs, you're buying a widget off the internet, and they're putting it together in their bedroom, and they ship it off to you, and you've got that widget plus some more. You've got some bed bugs. I've seen live bed bugs inside sealed envelopes being mailed.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. So, yeah, bed bugs are out there. Easily traveled. Who's this year? Went into a home. Ashley was there. We were getting ready to treat it. And I walked in to do an inspection to make sure the place was ready. It wasn't ready. There's not much you have to do. But what there is, you do have to do. We were doing a thermal. Excuse me. And they weren't ready. And I walked out of the house. And I took off my shoe. And I looked underneath. And there were 6-7 eggs on the bottom of my shoe. Just from walking in and walking out. Now, let me flip over. This is the conversation we have at our office in our meetings where we go. People always want us to come out without the dog just to do a bed bug inspection. Okay. So I send a technician out to your house or to someone's house to inspect for bed bugs. Whether we find them or not, let's say he walks through there and picks up some on his shoe, his boot. We all wear boots. Now, he leaves that house and goes to another house to do the service work. Is that responsible from us as a company to go in, knowingly going into people's homes that have a high risk for bed bugs? That's why we're there. To walk through there and then come to your house right after. Do you want that? I don't want that. And as an owner of the company, I don't want my technicians knowingly going into a place that's high risk for bed bugs. We refuse. If we go in and we're like, oh, we know we got bed bugs. We're like, okay, well, you need to have a treatment before we come in. Customer or not, you need to have a treatment. It needs to be cleared. We come in, we do a treatment, and then a week or two later, the canine comes out. Because we're human beings. We understand the treatment. We understand the process. We understand the history of it, the results that we've gotten out of this stuff. And we still want to have that canine come in a week or two after to make sure, hey, you got them all. Or, you know what? You missed one. And it could have been when the customer walked out the door, they had them on their shoes. And that's a process we have, and we can go into more details, but before you leave, when we show up, we call 30 minutes prior to us arriving. Your heat is turned all the way up. That is the time we're letting you know we're going to be there within 30 minutes. We park, we come in, and we watch you. We go, where is it? Where's what? Where are your clothes that you have prepared today that you had in the dryer for 30 minutes on high? Now you're going to go someplace and you're going to get dressed. It could be the bathroom, whatever. And then your shoes and socks or everything are by the door. And we watch you. You do not sit down on your furniture. You don't go, oh, I forgot this, and run back upstairs. No, because that it's very simple. If you do that, we stop and we go, all right, you either have to repeat the process all over again or you've lost your warranty. Because this is how bed bugs get reintroduced. And we've gone through a lot to pinpoint this and go, you're walking out the door sterile and you're leaving everything that you possibly can. When you come back, it's over. Completely done. After speaking with attorneys all week, which, God, I love that. Oh, just, they take your soul. I'm exhausted. But I'm going to be able to make our announcement. We have a huge, huge announcement. This is nationwide. It is going to be massive. And you guys are on the ground floor listening to this. It pertains to bed bugs. It pertains to mold and sanitation. It's huge. It's a game changer. That's why we're going through all the lawyers and stuff to button this up, because it's going to be across the country, going across the country. Other companies are going to be getting it and using it, and we're going to be training and everything. It is just from the ground floor up completely. We have reinvented this process, and we're going to go over it. Now, if you call us and if you have bed bugs, you have mold, you get this technology right now. It's just we're not pushing out because of the trademarks and the patents. All that stuff has to be filed. 410-922-6680 is the number here. If you'd like to call our office, 866-930-4282. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after these.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, did you hear that Casey has bed bugs? Her pest control company keeps spraying pesticides and said it could take months just to get them under control.
That's scary. I discovered bed bugs in my home last year.
Wait, you had bed bugs? But you're so clean. I was over your house all the time. I never saw any signs of bed bugs, and I certainly didn't get them.
Well, anyone can get bed bugs, no matter how much you clean. But I did some research and found a company called ATC Pest Control. They've really helped me.
ATC Pest Control?
Yes, ATC Pest Control. They developed a new natural treatment that kills 100% of all bed bugs within one treatment. No pesticides, and they assured me that I didn't have to throw anything away. One treatment, one day, 1 year warranty.
Wow, that sounds too good to be true.
Well, ATC has been in business for over 25 years, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Have Casey call ATC now at 866-930-4282 or on the web at atcpestcontrol.com.
Looking to sell your home? Want to get top dollar? Hi, this is Vinny Stio with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Get multiple cash offers in minutes. Go to vinnystio.com, type in your address, and start packing. Visit vinnystio.com. That's vinnystio.com.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. And now, more of What's Bugging You with Brian Guterjohn and Ashley Almany on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everybody, to What's Bugging You. I'm Brian Guterjohn with ATC Pest Control. Look, if you're having a pest issue, whether you feel it's small or big, it doesn't matter. We have a treatment that we can come in and take care of it. We can either put you on a maintenance program to ensure it doesn't happen again and go after other pests, or just do a one-time treatment and just take care of that. We guarantee it 100%, and we go away. The pests go away guaranteed. And it's pretty straightforward. Or if you're feeling really into it, what about doing it yourself? We have do-it-yourself kits with what we use. The same materials we use. We don't cut it. We don't chop it. We don't slice it. It's exactly what we use. We're always in Ashley's closet when we're running out of stuff going, I need some of this, some of that. So it's safe to go shopping in her place. So, but yeah, and it's all, imagine getting something, a do-it-yourself kit, and it's guaranteed 100% to work, even if you do it. And let's, I'll be honest, we've all seen you. And we're all worried. We're all talking about you. And this kit, no matter what type of pest, it will still work. It's that good. All right, let's jump over. We got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you got a joke for us?
Yeah, I got a little joke for you, Brian. After I tell you, you'll probably tell me to stick to my day job, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Go for it. All yours.
Years ago, my father told me that him and his buddy, they put an ad in the paper, guaranteed roach killer. Send us $1 and we'll send you the instructions and all and the guarantee. So when they sent us $1, they sent them 2 blocks of wood, and the instructions were to put one roach on one block and then take the other block and slam it down real quick.
There you
guaranteed
go.
Guaranteed roach killer. Hilarious, isn't it?
It is. Yep, and it's guaranteed to work, too.
Yeah. I know you had a sense of humor.
Of course.
I thought you might like it. It come to my mind.
Well, I appreciate it. That's good. That works on a lot of different bugs as well and people.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, hi, Brian. Good show, man.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you calling in. And you guys, you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Our office number is 866-930-4282. What did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant? Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant. All right, yeah. All right, Joe, I'll keep my day job. We're just killing ants. Want to freak everybody out? Let's talk about mice and not the way that everybody talks about mice. Oh, what? What's happening? Did you know? Think about this when you're like, I'll take care of it. I'm going to go get a glue board or a snap trap. I got this. Hold my white claw. Here we go. Okay. One mouse will put out 50 droppings a day. 50 of those little pellets. You know what I'm talking about. And they urinate, and that, they walk through, gets on their legs, their tail, and they walk over your food and cause disease, can make you sick, salmonella, it's nasty. Like, I have this bugaboo with every can. I wash the can, soda can, whatever can, I wash it, because I've been in these facilities watching mice, and I'm tracking them, and they're doing their business on cans. I'm like, oh, no. Not, I'm putting that on my mouth. So they chew wires. Mice have to chew constantly. They have incisor teeth, and the teeth, actually the bottom teeth, will grow up over their head and penetrate their skull. It'll curve back in. I don't know who has the time to figure that out, but that's true, because it was on the internet. So they have to chew to keep their teeth down. So they chew constantly, and they are attracted to the hum of wires. So if you got a doorbell not working, all of a sudden the phone goes out, or a light switch doesn't work anymore, could be them chewing. I was told this by the fire department, that 50% of unknown fires are ruled caused by rodents, squirrels, rats, mice, things like that. So keep that in. The average, if you have two mice, a male and a female, okay, that's it. Just you have two of them coming in, okay? That is the best case scenario. I guess one would be the best case, but let's say you have two, a male and a female. They will mate. And in 1 year, the way the biology of the mice is, because they can, once they're born, they can reproduce. That mouse that was just born today can be able to reproduce 4 to 6 weeks later. And she will have about 10 litters per year, on average of 7-8 pups per litter. That's every 3 weeks. She's squeezing them out. She can mate again after giving birth 12 hours later. So these things are machines, okay, at reproducing. Two mice in your house in 1 year will equal over 5,000 mice. Good luck with your glue board and your snap trap, okay? And if you're an exterminator out there going to people's homes using glue boards and snap traps, shame on you. Shame on you. Have a little pride in yourself. Go read a book. Educate yourself on biology and stop doing that. It's inhumane. It doesn't work. You're only going to get juveniles. And you know this. If you don't know that, then yeah, pick a different trade. Go be a politician. Controlling mice cannot be done with glue boards and snap traps. You're only going to get the individuals that are new. And you're not going to stop that machine, mom. And mom will not go further than she has to, which is typically, on average, 3 to 5 feet from the food source is where she builds shop. Okay? Her baby mill. 3 to 5 feet right there. So when you think you saw something go by in the corner of your eye on your kitchen floor and you're like, uh-oh, do you really want to put out a glue board and hope that that is just the only one? Are you going to put out bait that you bought at a store that is going to make them not die, but make them sick? Like you, when you go to a store or a restaurant, and you every time you eat there, you get sick, eventually you're going to go, you know what? I'm not going there anymore. I'm not going to eat that. Same with the mice. They go, not going to eat that anymore. You think, oh, I solved the problem. See, they stopped eating it. No. They learned. Learn behavior. Our bait that we use, so advanced, before they die, they go back to their harbors, their nest, to die, where there's no airflow. That's why you don't smell them with us. When she's nursing her babies, those 7 or 8, she's already pregnant. When she has that next litter, she throws them out, and they run around. One will get stuck on your glue board. You feel great. You got one. Good job. And for all of you out there that have this type of low-level pest control where these guys are coming out with glue boards and snap traps, here's a little thing, a little tip. Cooking oil. Because those glue boards will get flipped over, get stuck to the wall, the carpet, your cat, whatever. Cooking oil will neutralize the glue. So don't try to heat it up with a blow dryer. Just massage it in. If it's on a pet, a child, a person, maybe you want it to be on them, tell them to use the blow dryer. If you don't, use cooking oil, neutralizes the glue. So keep that in mind when it gets flipped over and stuck to your floor, because I go into people's homes and I'm like, what is that? And they go, it's furniture. It's been there for 4 years. It's a glue board. Flipped over. And I'm like, yeah, you got any cooking oil? Watch this. And just massage it in there. Comes right out. 866-930-4282. Got all the grandkids tonight. Please help. Miss Michelle, thank you so much. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Be nice to each other out there, okay? We'll be back next week and talk some more. Take care.
Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.